Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. That sounded like ghostly. I like it. With me is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And I'm Vicky Barcelona.
Ooh, I kind of rhymed. I like that.
All right, enough of the shenanigans. We'll get into other shenanigans. But first, what is our contact info?
I'm so glad you asked. We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right. So, well, first, I just want to chat about something I just discovered. My friend hit me up to this because I got her obsessed with TikTok as well.
Okay.
Follow me at Victorious.
Just plug yourself there real quick.
I'm like, come on. It was this chick who's talking about how she sells like articles of clothing, not in a, hey, like buy, you know, I'm selling cute dresses. It's buy, sells underwear and hosiery and like,
oh,
pants and socks and shoes and stuff. And so I decided,
for like people who want to sniff things and lick things and perhaps wear things,
yeah,
of yours.
You know, everyone has their own fetish. And so she's like, well, you're already, you know, doing the OnlyFans. And I'm like, it's been really fun. And I signed up for it just to see what it was about and stuff. So I thought that was really interesting. Like, would that be something you ever did? Like,
you somebody, signed up for the
site
sell
where
your,
you can to sell your clothing.
Oh,
I'm like, I have a lot of clothes and a lot of underwear that's really cute, but I don't like wearing this underwear because I wear a lot of leggings, and you would see all the fanciness underneath it.
Panty line,
yeah,
it's the worst.
And it's not just a panty line; it's because there is
the
like
lace,
the lace, and the string. So it's like, what the hell is going on with you?
Like, oh, I see a flower on your butt over there.
Right. It's just like it's like they're really cute, and I bought all this underwear that I really love, and I've worn a couple of times, but I don't get to really wear it often or show it off, so why do I have it?
So in this website, is there like categories, and then you put your stuff, and then people can buy it or bid on it, or do you choose the pricing? Or
I think you choose the pricing. I haven't. I only signed up for it. I haven't actually like posted anything yet because I did it like during a break at work.
Oh, okay.
But like it had all kinds of things like, hey, shoes, and you can do workout shoes if you are a. This is kind of gross, like, and I don't, this is not in a way to kink shame, it's just germ sense. It's like you can buy stuff for people who are like nurses and stuff, from what I understood. I'm like, I wouldn't want to buy anything from somebody who, like, their uniform.
Like a scrubs or something?
Yeah, I would not, that, like.
What about like a firefighter's uniform?
Okay, I think that's different, yes. Yeah, I think that'd be fine.
About a police officer's uniform with the handcuffs.
See, I didn't even think of that. I immediately thought of like scrubs. Oh. I'm like, we're in a pandemic, people.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. But like other occupations?
Occupations?
Occupations? Like,
yes.
Occupations. Other
occupations.
Occupations. Jesus, why can't I say that word? I think would be really cool.
But you can sell, like, I have, like, workout shoes that I use to, like, garden and to do other stuff. And I'm like, well, I don't really like wearing them too often because when I do wear them, my feet get stinky. Which I'm sure
they probably like that.
Somebody's fetish. So.
Dude, I have so many.
And they're Nikes.
Stanky. Oh, they're nice. Like, workout shirts. Like that smell good right after they come out of, I don't know what it is, come out of the laundry. But then right as you start sweating, they reek. I think it's like I don't know if it's stained odor in it, or I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. So not to get too princess DIY here. I recently, literally yesterday, did this thing I saw. It's called stripping, or it's like I did it with my towel. So it's towel stripping. So when you wash your towels, you can only get them so clean. And you notice if you've had a towel for a while, it gets really musty.
Yeah.
Even if after you wash it, it's still musty.
Yeah.
So what I did is in my bathtub, I filled it up with hot water, added like a quarter of a cup of borax, quarter of a cup of washing soda, which is different than baking soda. And then a half a cup of like powder detergent, like Tide.
Okay.
And you put it in there and you let them soak for like 3 to 4 hours. Mm. And the amount, did I show you this earlier?
No.
So the water turns dark.
Ew.
And my towels are so clean and fresh.
So
now.
And then do you just like rinse them out with regular water and then dry them?
Well, what I ended up doing is, what you do is you wring them out and then you throw them in your washer and wash them again.
Oh, and then put them in the dryer.
Yes.
Oh.
So I think with your workout clothes, if we were to strip them, if you will, you can get all that out. Or you can just sell them.
Yeah. And get money for them.
Get money for them and then just buy new workout clothes.
Yeah. I wonder how much you could, like, people would pay for that.
I think it also depends if you're verified and like you also have to do like basically network and talk to your people, your customers and stuff like that. So I feel like there's a little bit more work going into it.
I mean, because I'm like you and I have like a lot of panties that I just like don't wear anymore. Like they're hella cute. I think like some days I'm going to get really sexy and want to put them on and be cute for like 5 minutes. But let's get real. That never usually happens.
Right.
And like same with bras. Mm-hmm. Like I have some really like detailed, beautiful bras, right. But they don't look good at under all t-shirts. Under t-shirts because you can see them.
And I've kind of gotten to the age where like all my most of my bras are like either sports bra-y type or they don't really have like much of a
they're not really
padded
sexy.
Or anything. They're just super comfortable.
Oh, girl, you need...
But I have...
Now that you got that OnlyFans.
Oh, no, I have my nice bras too, but like on my day-to-day bra wearing, yeah. I don't wear the fancy ones.
Yeah, because no one's like seeing them.
No. And then when I'm at home, I go braless.
Oh, it's the best feeling right. ever.
So I was curious, like, would that be something you do?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely depends how much because I'm not one to like upload pictures of this and, you know, like do all of that work that goes into it. I mean, so if it was worth the money.
All right. So let's say one pair of underwear, like, and I bought a bunch of underwear with you when we were in Atlanta. Yes. Atlanta?
Chicago? Yeah.
I think it was Atlanta. We went to the Victoria's Secret and I got a bunch of underwear that was super cute. But I think the underwear were like $10 to $15 a piece.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive.
So between that and then shipping and then me wearing them, me taking the pictures, I feel like you have to
take pictures in them?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
To prove that you actually wore them.
Oh, is that the same with like the tennis shoes or the workout shirt or?
I'm sure that's going to have like give you a better buying option. Like, I just assume you have to wear it all and like show it off.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So I feel like after all is said and done, like you're going to want to charge like like if I got my underwear for $10 plus like uploading, shipping, all that stuff, it's going to have to be about $30.
Well, and minimum, a picture too.
And a picture. I minimum could... $30.
Yeah.
To make it worth it.
Well, and then I wonder, well, because panties would definitely be more than like shoes, right? I don't know, because shoes are probably way more expensive, though.
And they're heavier, too, so ships. Huh. So I feel like for my shoes, like, granted, like, I got them on sale, but they're still expensive. They're nice shoes, and I've worn them for a couple years. Like, I feel like they're not too far off from going, you know, now they're my, I'm painting shoes, or my, I got to do something.
Yeah, your tour shoes.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, they smell, and they have, like, the nice padding. Like, they don't
they
smell good.
They smell nice and bad for you.
Right. So I'm like, I feel like they were expensive, so... I definitely, like,
damn.
I think, like, before, you know, I start making a profit, I'd have to do at least $50.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it definitely sounds like, especially because for me, like, uploading something, putting a picture on there, then having to ship it as well and package it, like, I hate all of that. I went to the post office yesterday and I wanted to die. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a whole thing. But, like, if you were like, yo, do you have like a shirt I can sell? I'd be like, yeah, sure. Totally. Like, of course, you know, but I don't know. You're going to have to find out more info on how much you can charge for this. Because if I can charge a lot, like, and if my boyfriend, obviously my boyfriend has to be okay with it. But if he was okay with it and it actually makes like a like little side hustle action, then hell yeah, I would sell my dirty, sweaty, whatever. Because if not, like, I'm just going to throw them away.
Right.
Because I don't even, like, want to give them to Goodwill. Some of them are so gross.
Right. I will look up more information. So our homework is I look up more information about this, and I bring it up on the next episode. Your homework is to go home and ask your boyfriend if he would be cool with it.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll ask him, like, specific different articles of clothing. Because I feel like a t-shirt is no problem. But, like, especially if I have to take a picture in the article, like, do I have to be pantless with the t-shirt? Or, like, panties might be a whole different thing because that's... I'm as well an OnlyFans at that point, right? So,
and they do have the option with this to like do other stuff. Like if people are like, hey, I want to buy a photo set from you, kind of like OnlyFans, you can do that as well.
Whoa! Like after they buy whatever clothing,
or that could just be something you sell,
or
as well. That is one of the options. Like it says other, and it's like accessories. So I'm guessing you could sell like your scarves or your.
So your friend that turned you onto this website, does she do it?
No, she found somebody on TikTok talking about it. And she sent it to me and she's like, side hustle.
Another one.
Another one. Let's go. Because she's all like, Have you seen that like video clip of what is her name? Kris Kardashian or whatever? The mom? She's or Jenner or whatever, where like Kim Kardashian's like posing naked and she's taking a picture of her. It's like, you're doing great, sweetie. That's how I'm picturing my friends. Like, I'm just kind of doing all these things. She's like, yay!
Good job.
Biggest supporter.
That'll be $20 worth. Do you think your friend would ever do this?
I don't know.
Because it seems very like...
I feel like she's trying to live vicariously through me.
I think
she's
all are.
Also, she's also married, so...
Well, I mean, if the husband's cool with it.
Right.
Because this seems like... I feel like it could turn R, but it seems pretty PG.
For the most part,
like,
yeah.
Here's just my sweaty shirt.
Or here's my old swimsuit I don't wear anymore.
Ooh, swimsuit. That's naughty.
Stuff like that. I mean, like, you're not showing off anything more than you would at the beach.
And then you just freaking go to... Not Goodwill. Go somewhere cheap, get some swimsuits, just put them on for a second, then bam, sell them. Right?
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
I would say Goodwill, but I don't want to get swimsuits from Goodwill.
No, you do not. No.
I love me some Goodwill, but not for my panties or swimsuits.
No. Or what you could do is just go after, like, winter, or, like, after every season, you just buy a bunch of stuff. Like, you get all, like, the Christmas sexy lingerie, and you just save it for the next Christmas.
Oh, that's smart.
And just get it really, really cheap, and then, like, hey, you know, here's stuff for the next year.
Yeah, see?
Think ahead.
I'm trying to think of what holidays. Ooh, Valentine's Day. Dude, you're going to make bank during Valentine's Day.
I can do personalized messages, or we can do like hour-long dates.
Photo shoot and stuff. Ooh, a date like on Zoom?
Yeah.
Really?
Some people want the girlfriend experience.
Whoa, and you would just talk to them? For, and you could put that, could you put that on this new website or the OnlyFans?
I think both. I don't know.
Whoa. I didn't think of that.
The only thing I got to make sure, I think, oh yeah. So this site, specific site, which once I get more information, I'll tell you what the site is. But they have their own currency, if you will.
Okay.
So if you're buying stuff, for example, you can buy, let's say, I want $20 worth of this currency. So you can pay the site for this currency, like tokens at like when you go to an arcade, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then you pay the people in this currency, and then that can get transferred into their bank. Or you can say, hey, like, I also accept Venmo or PayPal or Cash App.
Okay, so you don't have to pay with this currency.
Mm-mm, you can get paid with these other apps as well.
But if somebody had, like, let's say $100 in this currency and then paid you that $100 in the currency, and then when it got transferred to your bank, it would just be normal? Right?
Yeah, like obviously they can't transfer.
That's weird that they have their own currency.
Yeah.
Maybe
I think it's just to be more
the website directly.
Yeah. I think it's just so you don't have to do these other sites. I think it might be more secure, if you will, because I can be like, okay, send me money through my Venmo, and they send me money and then I don't deliver, or vice versa.
Oh, I think. Yeah.
So like I said, my homework is to get more information about this.
Wow.
Because I'm very fascinated by this whole world. And because people keep asking me questions, like I know all the ins and outs of all the different things people do. And so I'm like, well, I might as well get into it to learn about it.
Yeah, because I mean, even me, I have a million questions.
I don't know. But let's move on. I have a few things that, I'll let you pick.
Oh, okay. I love this.
All right. So would you rather hear potentially evil hacks?
Okay.
Evil parenting hacks. Something about tattoo stories or loopholes?
Let's do evil hacks.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling evil.
So I was reading these the other day and I was very curious to hear your reaction.
Okay.
Because I feel like either you're going to think these are funny or you're going to get real mad.
Oh, perfect.
Because you are all about being upfront and telling the truth.
Yes.
And so these are obviously things people are doing to make parenting a little easier that some might construe evil. So this one I thought was hilarious and so true. It says, so if you want to take a nap and you don't want your kids to bother you, tell them to wake you up in an hour so that we can all start cleaning the house. They will do anything to avoid waking you up.
Oh.
So 1 hour when she wakes up, we're going to have to clean the house. So don't wake her up.
I wonder what the kids are doing when she's napping, though.
It's not waking her up.
Like
I don't care.
So they're like old enough to like play video games or something.
It's like, leave her alone.
Oh, I would so do this.
Right.
But then if they woke me up, I would actually have them clean the house.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
It's not a lie.
It is not. It's like, all right. And if I get a nap for an extra hour, awesome.
Yeah. I told you to wake me up.
All right. This is where I'm like, it gets a little blurry.
All right.
Okay. So tell your kid that they snore in their sleep really often. So even if your kid doesn't snore. So that way, when they're pretending to be asleep, they'll fake snore, so you know they're fake sleeping.
Oh, weird. No, I wouldn't do that.
No, so it's like your kid just... And it's like, okay, no, you're not really sleeping and you're about to get up and play video games at midnight again.
No, because I wouldn't do that. I would just like not hit him, but like shake him.
It's like,
I know you're awake. Hello. You know?
Oh, okay. I see. I'm like, what are you talking about? Shake him. You're a horrible human.
You know,
oh,
no, yeah, I'm like, hello.
Nudge them.
A little shake action. Well, and then it was like really, one time I really fell asleep with my friend. We wanted to sleep over. They said no. And we actually fell asleep. And my mom said she like... went into my room, checked on us. We were both passed out, quote unquote, and then closed the door. And then usually that's when kids are like, ha ha, we got away with it. But she came in like 2 seconds later and we were still passed out. And they're like, oh, they're actually sleeping.
Right.
Yeah. So I think you would just do that.
See, like, I mean, once you get older, that's when you kind of listen. You have to wait for them to walk away. You have to listen to the footsteps.
Yeah. And then you do your own thing.
Right.
I would just throw water on them.
But it'd be like, I remember when I was a little kid, I used to sneak off around like midnight and I'd go watch cartoons for a couple hours.
Really?
And then I stopped doing it when my mom caught me because my brother had a nightmare, so my mom went and crawled into bed with him.
Oh.
And she saw me sneaking by his room. She's like, go back to sleep. I'm like,
but cartoons, mom.
And but then like after midnight you don't really get cartoons, you get like Nick at Night,
which was great too.
Yeah, but I wanted cartoons. It was just cool to like have the TV all to myself.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And you feel like kind of sneaky.
Right. And I think, and my mom's like, you know, I think you're the reason why your brother's been having a hard time sleeping because he hears noises. And so he got scared.
Oh, and you're like, sucks to be you.
Yeah, just me. So this other one, it's the cup car game. So you play a game with your kids called cup car while traveling. So whoever spots the most cop cars from the start to the end of the trip wins. So it's a great way to keep the kids occupied by also having a couple set of eyes out looking for cop cars that you might not have noticed.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That is very brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
Okay, this one's evil.
And you love it.
I love it. So as a parent of a baby, smell the diaper.
Ugh.
If you don't smell poop, say, whoa, someone has a poopy diaper. Then take them to the other room and pretend to change them. Or if it's just a pee-pee diaper. And the next time they poop, tell your spouse, it's your turn. I changed them last time.
Oh, so you just never change them?
Well, like, you can go change, like, the pee-pee diaper, but if you don't want to change the poopy diaper, pretend they pooped when they didn't. It's like, I changed the other poopy diaper.
That's so funny. I would just pretend.
To not notice.
Or I would.
But then they get diaper rash, and you have to deal with that.
No, I can, like, imagine, like, it being a clean diaper, me pretending it's a poopy diaper and then making this whole thing and pretending to go change it, but in reality that's it's like a clean...
That's what they're saying too. Like you could either have it be a completely clean diaper and not really change the diaper, or it could be a pee-pee diaper and be like, oh, that was a poopy diaper.
Sorry, not sorry. I already have told J-Rubs, like, if we have kids, I can handle puke fine, but like poop is going to be a whole nother level for me. And he's the opposite. He's like, I can handle poop all day, but puking, oh. And I was like... I can't even imagine it sounds like...
It's weird how, like, even me, who's fairly germophobic and weird about cleanliness, there's a lot of stuff that, like, it just stops bothering you.
Well, because they're so helpless.
Well, that is just, like, there's pee all in me right now, isn't there? Yep.
Oh, gross!
Like, there are times where, like, my foster brother's fallen asleep on me and his diaper shifts and he, like, has peed all over my blankets. And I'm like, well, like old me, if somebody had peed in my bed, I'd be like, oh my God, I need a shower. I need to disinfect and I need to wash these immediately. And it's like, okay.
So if I came over and peed in your bed, you'd be like fine with it?
You're not as cute as him.
I'm pretty cute though.
Not that cute.
But like you wouldn't be as like freaked out, or would you be like freaked out because I'm not a child?
I'd be like, it's pee.
What if I pooped in your
bed? Okay, that's different. Because your poops are bigger than his.
Yeah, but kids' poops are gross.
They're both equally stinky.
Just like picturing it. Oh my God.
I probably shouldn't tell you about the first ever poo.
No. No, you shouldn't. I want to like puke just thinking about it. The kid's going to poop. And I'm going to freak out. And then I'm going to puke. And then J-Rub's going to freak out because I puked. Oh my God, it's going to be a mess.
Maybe you should just adopt older children.
Hell no. I want my own. I'm great. My greatness needs to be in little children.
No.
Yes. little Sarah's.
No.
Yes.
This next one, it's like, next year, get blackout drunk before you hide the Easter eggs. Finding them the next day will be fun for you, too, since you won't remember where they are.
That is so something I would do.
That would be something you do.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. So teach your child the other parent's name. So if you have a newborn baby, try to teach them to say the other parent's name. So if you're a mama, try to get them to say dada. Then whenever the child is upset or needs something, they will call for your partner, not you, saving you a lot of hassle, especially at night. So they'll be like, dada, dada. It's like, they're calling for you.
Sorry, dude. I don't know.
As a bonus, you'll probably seem very altruistic for teaching your child's partner's name instead of your own. And because most people are like, say mama first, say mama.
Yeah,
it's like, oh no, say dada. Oh, you're so sweet. You want him to say my name first.
Except then, if you're like breastfeeding, sorry, they can't do anything with dada. They need the mom.
It's like, now here you go. I pumped for you. Enjoy.
Here you go.
So use your child's library card. So if you're a parent, use your child's library card when checking books out of the library. So not only can you check out any book, adult or children's, but there is no fee if you return them late.
Is there really not for children's?
I don't know.
Also, when the hell am I ever going to go? Whoever goes to a library anymore?
I haven't in forever, but I loved it when I was a little kid. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the kids like it, I guess. I haven't been to a library in years.
I used to go look at tattoo magazines.
Oh, that's actually super cute. And so you.
Not as a little kid. I was probably a teenager.
Oh, not as cute anymore.
No. So want to find out if your kids are using? Tell them you'll be going on a weekend away and come back that evening.
That would be savage and so something I would do. Oh my God.
But they're lying.
If I thought my kids
were doing drugs or
no,
whatever.
I can't do that because my parents didn't do that to me and I like appreciated the trust they had. So I'm going to really try to have so much trust in my kids. But like,
let's say they have done stuff to break that trust.
I would kill them.
But would you do this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then I'd be like, what's up? And then I'd have all the other parents of the kids that my kids were friends with me, too. Oh, it would be just like one big sting. Maybe I'd have some cops, too, in case they were getting really crazy. Threaten them. We'd be like, I'd get actors playing as cops and then like threaten, like be like, yo, you're going to juvie. And I'd be like, wah, wah, wah.
It's like, this is what you did to yourself.
Damn. Sorry, I got really into that. I'm a little sweaty now.
Oh, God. I this is one of those, like, I don't know. I think you might hate, but I mean, you surprised me on this last one, so you might surprise me here. It's like, tell your kid that if he or she doesn't brush their teeth well enough, they'll all fall out. So when they start to lose their baby teeth, tell them they didn't do a good enough job. This way, they'll brush their adult teeth really well.
Oh, my God. No, that would be, like, scarring. That would be terrifying. Could you imagine that your baby teeth really just started falling? But, like, also, I know there's, like, a reason, but why is it so important to brush the baby teeth if they fall out?
I think it's just to teach them that habit.
Okay.
Because a lot of times when they get older, if you haven't really taught them the habit, they won't really
do it when, like, they're adult.
I've heard of people that are like in their 20s who are like gorgeous people, like really attractive, but they never really were taught to like maintain certain hygiene standards.
Yeah.
So their teeth were all effed up.
You would think like once you hit a certain age, you would like realize, oh, this is actually important. And this set's not going to fall out, you know?
No. There's some people that just don't care. Like,
yeah,
I have a buddy who
true.
Like spends his money on a lot of other stuff, and then he's got like a huge cavity on like the center of his front tooth, and it's like, I don't care.
Is it like black?
Mm-hmm.
What? I've never seen like a cavity in the front of someone's
tooth. Yeah, it was weird.
That's very strange.
Anywho.
Well, hey.
Okay, next one is have some rowdy children who want to play. Tell them that you're going to play hide and seek and that you'll be it. Once you finish your countdown, don't go anywhere and just enjoy your peace and quiet.
I would do that. I would like chill, make a cup of coffee, walk around, just say, where are you? But not really try that hard.
And like you actually accidentally like find one. It's like, I can't see them.
Yeah, you're like, where are yeah, oh damn it.
So this one's kind of lying's involved, but saving money is also involved too. So I'm curious which side you're gonna fall on here, Sarah.
Okay.
So it says, if you're going somewhere with your kid that doesn't allow outside food, like maybe a zoo or an amusement park.
Or like a movie theater type of thing.
I guess even that.
Yeah.
Pack sandwiches and chips anyways. And then when questioned at the entrance, just say, oh, these items, like this type of bread, this type of meat, are approved for your child's restricted diet.
Mm.
Just did this recently with my son twice this week at my local water park. Saved me about $40 in two all-day trips. So it just makes food reasonably healthy and just make sure the food's reasonably healthy, too.
I was going to say, are they going to say that their kid has some type of allergy?
Right. It's like, this is gluten-free bread with vegan mayonnaise. I don't know. I don't know. That sounds gross.
Yeah, I could definitely see myself doing this.
Because I'm like, you're saving yourself a lot of money. That theme, like the amusement park food is expensive.
It is. But could you? But you know the kids are going to bitch like crazy because they're not getting the amusement park food. It's so like, it's here. Kind of like one headache or another. Or you're a liar. I don't have any allergies, Mom. I'd probably just blame it on myself.
Right. Or, I mean, I think I'd say something like, look, we're going to have our lunch. I made our lunch, but you can get a treat like an ice cream cone or a churro or whatever.
But you know, if kids, like if they're with their other friends who are getting like the pizza and the popcorn and the like, everything, then it's like.
I guess my brain was thinking like it was just me and my family going to like Disney or something.
I was thinking you're like meeting up with the homies.
No, I think for that, I think that's kind of fun. Like when all the kids are eating stuff or like you want to be in on it.
Yeah.
See, that's different. This one's so mean. Teach your kids that the ice cream truck only plays music when it's out of ice cream. So it'll make your life so much easier. Trust me.
That is so mean. And honestly, I think it's going to be ruined real quick. Because I think someone is going to tell their kids that that was a lie.
Right. Tell your kids that every time they lie or break a promise, they permanently lose a strand of hair on their head. And if they lie too much, they'll go bald at a very young age. Works like a charm. Note, avoid this if you are bald and also make them promise to keep a secret at least till they're 15 or something. Believe me, you don't want them going to a relative and see that you see a lot. That's like, I see that you lie a lot. No, I don't. Who told you that? Liar, liar. My mom told me, like, if they have a bald relative. You can also add that they earn a strand every time they help you or do a good deed or something.
Yeah, no.
I could totally see this with like a little girl because like my niece, she's got this like beautiful like blondish hair, and she hates sitting still to get her hair brushed. Mm. And every time her mom's like, "If you don't want to sit still, I'm chopping it off." She's like, "Okay,
okay."
She's like, "I don't want it." It's like, do you want your hair to look pretty and to stay on your head? Then
you better sit still, bitch. I could do this, but I don't think I ever would. You know,
I feel like you'd forget. Like, I have to keep up a lie.
Yeah. And I obviously never lie because I have such thick hair. So, just kidding. See, it'd work.
You don't lie.
Yeah, it would work too. But that's, you know.
Kind of rounding up some of these. This one, again, I think I can maybe see you doing it. Maybe.
Maybe.
So, before going to pick pumpkins at a pumpkin patch, go buy them at the supermarket where they're much cheaper and then put them in your trunk. So take the kids to the pumpkin patch, tell them to pick out their pumpkin, and then tell them, like, okay, we'll have the workers come take them to the trunk.
Oh.
So you already bought them. So they go and have fun at the pumpkin patch, but you don't have to pay pumpkin patch prices. I think the only reason I wouldn't do this is that if I'm already going to the pumpkin patch, a lot of those are small businesses.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I'm going here and I'm having a good time, I'd rather support the business than the grocery store.
For me, sometimes I'm very, like... what's the word for like detail oriented, but observant. And so I feel like my kid would know, like, what if my kid picks out like the weird green pumpkin and then in my trunk, I didn't get a weird green pumpkin. Like my kid would do that. Like that's what I would do. And I'd be like, that's not my freaking pumpkin.
I think that happened recently too with somebody else's. Oh, it was one of my mom's friends. Like the little girl picked out like the ugliest weird colored pumpkin. And she's like, this one's mine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you'd have to go back to the store.
Buy the damn pumpkin at the pumpkin patch.
I didn't even think about that.
Plus, it's, like, part of, like, the full experience, right, too.
Plus, I'm like, you might as well give them money if you're already having fun at the place.
Yeah.
So, is your child waiting on a package? When you receive it, hide it before they see it. So, every day, they'll offer to get the mail for you until it arrives. Oh, Mom, Dad, I'll get the mail.
And then it's just like, it never arrives.
Sorry, man. Okay, this one has to be a joke. I hope it's a joke.
Oh, no.
Prepare your kids for social media by putting their artwork on the fridge and writing a bunch of mean comments underneath.
That's hilarious. And that is so something I would do. And then be like, but imagine this being your face. This isn't a picture you drew. This is literally your face in all these mean comments. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for that?
You think you're ready for social media, kid? You're not.
I know. I hope I'm like a little, like I have a little bit of a nicer like bone when I have kids, or like my reality is a little shifted because some things that like people post a picture of there's something their kid drew and it's awful. And they're like, look at how pretty this is. Like, I hope I have that like false, like, because it's my kid. I think it's
pretty. What is it, the rose colored glasses?
Yeah. But I hope it's like true for me, because in reality, I'm like, this is a piece of crap. And you're posting on Facebook, which your kid doesn't have Facebook. So you can be real to all of us, you know? Like, this looks like shiz. Like, so I hope I am a little nicer. But I don't know if I will be.
All right, two more.
Okay.
So your kid doesn't want to eat something. Send them to a friend's house to hang out and give or tell the parents to cook the food your kid doesn't like. Be like, hey, I cooked this meal. He doesn't like it. So he'll be forced to eat it or be super embarrassing to a friend's family.
Oh, I would just, a kid. I don't think a kid would care.
Oh, I would. I'd be like, oh, well, I'm at this my friend's house. I wasn't allowed to go over to a friend's house. Like, I was always super polite.
Like, I don't think I was. I don't
but
think
you were
I was.
Also vegetarian, so you had a
there
very
was a lot
strict
of things that I couldn't eat.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like yours was a little bit more out of necessity.
But like, even if it was like a vegetable I didn't like, I don't remember at all just forcing me to eat it just because I'm at someone's house.
Yeah, I always thought it was impolite to complain. So,
I mean, I
never did.
It probably is, but then it's also like you.
My mom beat good manners into us.
They don't want to be like eat it because they made it for you. You know. Like that would the host want you to be suffering either, you know?
Yeah, it's that weird, like, I think it's just like, it's that weird line of being grateful. Like, you took the time to make something for me and to prepare this meal and to give me something and for me to just be like, this is gross, icky, screw you.
Yeah.
Like, it's that weird line of how do you, like, you have to approach it politely.
It's definitely very awkward. And it could just hurt the hostess' feelings no matter what, even if you are polite about it.
And that's why I don't really get too mad when people are like, I'm allergic to it. Sorry, bye.
I'd rather you say you're allergic to something than eat it and hate it because it tastes bad.
And last one. Well, because this one made me laugh. So get your kid a bag of coal for Christmas. And when they cry, just tell them that Santa was wrong. You'll get it all sorted out. You're going to contact Santa. So once the shops open up, buy exactly what they asked for. But you'll get the presents half off and Santa, they'll think that you're a legend and Santa's a jerk.
Whoa, that one's tough because they will never forget that Christmas they got coal. They will never forget that.
No. I feel like you can only do that once.
Yeah.
I mean, if your kids are young enough, they don't really have the concept of days. And if you don't really have anything else going on, you can just
have Christmas on a different day.
Yeah. It's just like, I know a lot of parents will celebrate New Year's by watching like the feed from like Australia or something. Be like, Happy New Year's at like, you know, 5 p.m. or like 8 bedtime. Like, it's New Year's.
I see what you mean. Yeah, like or the New York time or something.
Right. It's like, it's New Year's. Happy, you know, hey, yay. We popped some apple cider. Now we're going to bed.
Oh, like when they have children?
Mm-hmm. When they're little.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that because that's all a lie, but
yeah. But I was just curious. You surprised me on some of these.
Yeah, I kind of surprised myself too.
But do you guys have any evil parenting hacks? Are these any of these kind of speaking to you?
Yeah, let us know because he's got like a foster and he's still tiny, he can still be tricked.
Doing some change,
yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. He's becoming too smart for his own good. It's not been.
Got to trick him better.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. What's that hiding? I can still do that.
Yeah. He's like, oh, what?
I'm like, who's that? Who's that? What's that? Don't look at what I'm doing over here. I'm hiding this. Cool. And then, you know, when Sarah becomes a mom eventually one day.
Whoa, that's going to be quite scary. The thing.
Terrifying.
Scary. That's great.
Well, talk to you guys next time.
Bye.